So what does the exchange or the marketplace, I understand those are kind of interchangeable terms, but what does it actually provide?
It provides a place, a single place in each state where plans that are qualified health plans that have the 10 essential health benefits, things such as prescription drug, hospitalization, ambulatory care, maternity, a whole list of 10, that they have put forward their plans in each state. So those will be available for comparison. Any plan inside the marketplace has to match those requirements, but they can be different structures. So there can be different copayment levels, different premium levels. So people will be able to shop and see which plan fits their pocketbook the best. Also, going through the marketplace is the only way you can access tax credits that are available to help people with incomes between 100% of the federal poverty level and 400% get a reduction in either those copayments or the premiums so that they can afford the plan that fits them. And that those are people we're talking in Alaska. That's for a family of four, it's about $29,400-ish to $117,700. Those families will be available for tax credits within the marketplace to purchase a plan.
So would is the marketplace worthwhile for somebody who knows they're not going to qualify for a subsidy or a tax credit? Is there a benefit there other than the seeing the couple of the plans that qualify or are part of the marketplace?
Yeah, it's absolutely beneficial for anybody to go to the marketplace and just nose around. It's just like you would do in a storefront. You want to go see what's available, and what the offerings are there are transparent. There are comparisons of apples to apples because the contents of these qualified health plans have to be the same, have the same elements, so you know what you're looking for. And the transparency of being in a marketplace in any of the states right now is to the consumer's positive situation, because that's where the tax credits are available. So even if you know you're not available for tax credits, you know, if your income is so low, you might be eligible for an exemption. You're going to find that out at the marketplace as well. You're not going to find that out outside the marketplace.
When people look on the marketplace, they're only going to see the plans that qualified. I believe in Alaska, there's just two that applied, correct? The Primera and Moda Health?
Yeah, I don't think that's been officially announced, but that's certainly the word on the street. Those are what are available in the marketplace. There may be other plans outside the marketplace, but again, they're not going to have that same set of contents, nor can you get the tax credits outside of the marketplace.
And I've heard of privacy concerns over the marketplace in terms of security of personal data, that sort of thing. Is that something that has been an issue at all for at least in Region 10 that you know of?
You know, it's been raised across the country in places such as Texas and Florida, where there's a great deal of negativity in the airwaves, quite frankly. But these testings have been going on in all of the states, both state-based partnership and federally facilitated, over the past 6-8 weeks and longer. And we're sure that the mechanisms are in place to protect identity. And it's really a tie into a federal hub. It's not that information is going back and forth and can get lost in the ether. People in Alaska will check in, validate their information at a federal hub that is already secured, in the same way Medicare data is already secured.
Could you explain briefly what a navigator does? And I understand there's at least two organizations in Alaska that are working on that with nonprofits working on that with the federal government, but I guess there can be various individuals in small towns, that sort of thing, that can become navigators. Maybe you can explain how that works and what a navigator is.
Sure. So there are different words you'll hear about this, people who are available to help in person. Navigators are one category of people. They have received, in federally facilitated places such as Alaska, grants from the federal government to assist people. So navigator pertains to the funding source, and in this case, it's federal dollars. And ANTHC, Alaska Native Tribal Health Corporation, and United Way of Anchorage are the lead entities working also in collaboration with other groups, such as AARP, Planned Parenthood potentially, and as well, FQHCs and community health centers. They have received different grants through HRSA, their federal funding source, and they are also available with people at their locations to assist. There are other people available through national partnerships, such as libraries, that are making computers available, resource documents available, pamphlets available in libraries. So you could hear the term in-person assister, certified application counselor, or navigator. It really pertains to all these people will be available. The funding source helping them be on the ground and available is why their names are different, but they will have received training and they will have received security clearance in a sense that they understand that they're dealing with personal information in order to have those titles.